I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 9th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good.
Just a quick programming note before we start. This is actually the 30th episode of this program. And we're going to do two more, so next week and the week after. And we'll be on break for the summer, and we'll be back in the fall, either sometime in September or early October. So, two more left in this batch, and then we'll be back again in the fall.
Right. Exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make the last episode, like, a real...
Like a cliffhanger?
Yeah, a real stunner for, like, the summer.
We'll shoot someone.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we won't say it. Could be either one of us. We'll see who comes back. One of us may not come back, but...
Do you have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah, it was, you know, a typical Mother's Day for me. My kids are still, like I say, they're not super young. They're not, like, babies, but they're young, so it's not like they can go out and buy stuff without me knowing, right? So I get the typical art work from school, which is very sweet, nonetheless. And, my eldest did attempt to make me a healthy breakfast this morning.
What was that consisting of?
English muffin with, what else did she give me? Yogurt, vanilla yogurt, and bananas.
That's not bad, right?
No, it's not bad, because, you know, she knows, well, she knew I was going to the gym, so I wouldn't have been able to eat a big, heavy breakfast anyway. So it was good. It was sufficient, and I really liked the yogurt. That was a nice little touch.
You mentioned artwork, and I've always wondered this with parents, whether they keep the artwork that their kids make them. And are you one of those people that have, like, boxes of this stuff?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I've met parents along the way where, you know, there's some that save them all. I met one parent who had a really super great idea who said, you know, she just scans all of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, saves it on, like, a USB.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, but that's also work, right?
Yeah.
And then I met this other parent, which is funny enough, they only have one child, and she says, oh, yeah, everything she brings home, we throw it in the bin. We have no time for that.
The garbage bin?
Yes.
Oh.
And I said, really? She's like, oh, yeah, she'll come home and, like, oh, Mom, look what I make. And she says, I might keep it up for, like, a day or two, and then I have to get rid of it. Because, and it's, you know, rightfully so. If you see how much stuff, it's like, I'm almost a bit pissed off with the teachers, because it's almost like they send all this shit home with them on purpose. Like, you're trying to pass it off on me now? I don't want this. How rude. You know I don't want this in my house.
Did your mom keep your artwork from when you were growing up?
Oh, God, no. But some of it, like, some stuff she did keep. You know, there's some things that I still have that she did keep around. Do you remember, I don't know if you were in my class, but we had to do a project on a bird.
Yeah, that's right. I did. Yeah, no, I remember it because
and
it was
then we had
mine
to
was
do
a
it
cardinal
on, like, on the wood thingy. We had to do like a clay.
No, I don't remember. I remember we had to write like some sort of book project or something like that, or some report. Because I remember mine was a cardinal, and I remember
a quail.
And then I remember it because I had to draw it out and it was really red. Well, yeah, I made it red. Yeah.
Okay, so you drew yours. I think so. We had options, and you could either do it on the wood, like a clay. So that's really cool. I think that was, what, grade 4?
Something like that, yeah.
That's interesting. So, yeah, see, like, I think that's still at my grandma's house.
So it is fun to look at. I mean, it is good to save
it's
this because,
it's cool. Because I remember that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that project, and I remember, you know, what difficulty I had trying to make that art piece of it, so... It's cool when you see it, but, you know, all those little pieces, like, you know, the papers of, like, just, you know, some senseless drawings. Those aren't, you know, that's, you know.
Well, I must have boxes of this stuff here at home.
You think your parents have saved that?
No, I probably would have thrown it in a box and just kept it somewhere.
Right.
And I should look at it. Well, I'll do that this summer, I guess, when I redo, like, you know, have to pack everything, you know, my files away and the sort. I'll look for that stuff and well, I'll tweet it if I find anything interesting. But I do like looking at these things from... We were talking before we started about sort of our memories of things. And there's a lot that we've forgotten about, right?
Oh, for sure.
And so I think that's why it's good to keep these things. And yeah, maybe parents should keep these things. That way their kids remember this stuff.
I try and keep the, you know, I think what I consider the important things.
You have, like, your report cards and things like that?
Oh, yeah, I save report cards, for sure.
Your own?
Mine? No. No idea where those are.
I think I still have mine somewhere.
My mother would have those.
I'll bring those out and see what they actually said about me back in the day.
I doubt that she saved them.
Those were my first reviews, you know?
Of course, you must have those.
Is Mother's Day? I mean, you're a mother. I'm not.
No.
No. Is it as big a deal as, say, it is when we watch television or we see the ads in the newspaper about what Mother's Day should be?
No.
It's just a commercial thing, then, do you think?
Oh, yeah. So aren't all these holidays? Like, give me a break. Mother's Day. It's a great day. But you know what was actually, and now that you bring that up, you know what's really saddening to me is that, like, we can't really fully enjoy the holiday anymore anyway, really.
It's all about the gift?
Well, it's all about the gift, and also there's a lot of people who also see it in a different perspective. Like, I know there's a lot of men who are somewhat, you know, mothers and fathers to their children. So they feel as though, you know.
Well, they have a day in June then, don't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, some people will still have issues with that. Or people that have lost their mothers or people that aren't mothers. You know, so there's that side of Mother's Day, too, where people are really sad about the day.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people on Facebook yesterday and even Saturday posting photos of their mothers who have died and how that this is their, as well, along with their whatever day their mother was born on,
right.
Another day to remember them. And I think that's nice.
Well, yeah, for sure. It's like, yeah, I get it. Maybe, you know, maybe you couldn't have children of your own or maybe your mother has passed, but, you know, still just, you came from somebody, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just recognize that person or recognize what could have been. It's really up to you how you want to celebrate it, is what I think.
So you know? So you got what you felt you deserved from your kids?
Well, they, like they said, they didn't do, like, you know.
They don't have jobs, I guess, right?
They don't have jobs. I mean, they should. Jesus. Because, you know, like, give me a break. So, basically, I have to, like, fund my own Mother's Day. So, this Mother's Day, I didn't really do much for myself. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'm way too tired, and I have so many things to do, so.
Did you watch SNL on Saturday?
Yeah.
So you're one of the only people that watches it regularly, I guess.
I must be. It's sad, though, you know. Did you used to watch it?
Yeah, well, I have, you go through, I think, and this is for most people, especially older people who watched it from the beginning, say, you know, with the Belushis and Chevy Chase, they go through waves, right? There are waves
for sure.
Where you really liked it in the 70s and you didn't really like it in the 80s. I sort of grew up with it in high school, so that had been like 95
the 90s,
into 2000s. And then there was a really bleak time in the sort of mid-2000s. But, you know, at the same time, a lot of great people came out of those years.
They're in the movies now.
And so, I mean, everyone says that it sucks, right?
Well, yeah, no, and you know, and like you, I've been watching it for about the same amount of time, if not longer. Like, I loved SNL way back when, but yeah, right now it's been going through quite the decline. And I mean, like, it's been in a lull for a while, not just like a year.
Yeah, well, you know, in the last year, I do make a point of watching Weekend Update with Michael Che.
Right.
And I forget that, the guy's
that
name.
That is funny.
Yeah, they're very good.
If there is anything that's guaranteed funny in the whole show, that's consistently funny.
And the other guy who's so good, I forget his name now.
I forget his name as well, but they are both very good with the Weekend Update.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's gone through, you know, and there's sometimes when there is a good skit. Like, I mean, I thought the film piece that they did with the Trump supporters was very good. And it has some highlights, but so your viewing of it is that it is in decline.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm like the biggest SNL fan. I mean, used to be, but I mean, last night episode, not last night, what am I saying? Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. It was supposed to be a new episode.
Yeah, with Brie Larson.
Right. She's not funny at all.
Did she bring that kid with her? The kid from Room?
No, thank God.
We've seen so much of that kid. He was actually from Vancouver, and his dad's a cop.
I've heard.
I've
had enough of him.
We're just sick of that little boy.
I'm sick of that kid. You've had your moment now. Be gone.
Yeah. She
wasn't that funny.
No.
And the episode, it was just awkward. Like, they had their moms on there, and their moms were, like, being all awkward and stuff. And and I watched with my daughter, like, my eldest, because she used to, there's been some that she's watched, and, like, when they used to do the Miley Cyrus, skit. There were some of it that she actually really liked. It was really funny. And we watched it last night, and we PVR'd it, and this morning she was like, yeah, delete that. It's not even worth keeping. If my 13-year-old can assess that, then I think it's fair to say that, we might need to give SNL a break for a little while.
Well, they're bringing back Mad TV, apparently.
Are they really?
Yeah. No, it's not Fox either. I think it's the CW who's bringing it back.
I loved Mad TV.
You know, the thing about Mad TV is I never watched it. But, I mean, I remember things from it, like the Persian tow truck driver.
The depressed UPS guy.
Yeah. And then a lot of stars came out of that, right? Like, wasn't Keegan-Michael Key from there?
Yep. Absolutely.
Will Sasso, of course, from Vancouver.
Will Sasso, from Vancouver, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but I mean, there's so much comedy now. I mean, I was talking about Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. People say that The Daily Show sucks now because of Trevor Noah. I think it's still rather good whenever I see it. Larry Wilmore, I think, is wonderful. But I don't see them often enough, or I don't watch them every night because there's just so much, you know, I mean. But you have Jimmy, the two Jimmys, and you have Stephen Colbert. Then you have Seth Meyers, and then you have James Corden. That's Monday to Friday. Then you have Samantha Bee once a week. You have John Oliver once a week. And then Monday to Thursday, you have Trevor Noah, Larry Wilmore. You have Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then there must be other sketch shows and other comedy. I mean, the sitcoms, we haven't talked about the sitcoms, so there's just a lot of comedy to watch. And then podcasts, I mean, there are a million podcasts. Everybody has a podcast now.
And that's sometimes the downfall of having so many options is, I mean, me, I probably wouldn't go searching for a comedy podcast. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I get people sending me podcasts, so like you get to listen to this. Like Mark Maron has one that's very good, and I've listened to some of that. I know Gilbert Gottfried has one. They say that's very good. I haven't really listened to that. Kevin Nealon, I think, has one. Tom Green has one. I mean, and they're wonderful if you have the time to listen to them. But, I mean, who has the time to listen to them?
Yeah,
I mean,
nobody has that time.
I've talked about one of my favorite podcasts, Pop This, with Andrea Warner and Lisa Christensen. And I'm behind 4 weeks. And
I used
to love listening to them every week, but I've just been
busy. What happened to you?
But, you know, it's just not enough time to watch these things.
I know. No, it gets crazy. It's like my, I get it, because my PVR gets backed up with shows sometimes, and it's like, oh, my God, because I haven't been able to watch my shows. Usually I watch them, like, you know, within that week.
Yeah.
That they're recorded or that evening, so I can delete it right away. But
you see, I don't have a PVR, which is good because then I would record everything. So I watch everything on demand now, which is great because Shaw allows you to do that. You can watch whatever sitcom or whatever. But I mean, between all the things to keep it, you know, and then you've got the papers to read. I mean, there's just, you know, and then you got people dropping in. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening. You know,
it's annoying.
What's your rule in terms of people dropping in and uninvited, say? Or,
oh, God. I don't like it. I do not like unexpected drop-ins. You know, and like I was telling you, I was talking to a friend about an unexpected drop-in, and it's, you know, like one of my biggest pet peeves. Because then you're, you know, it's almost like that situation we talked about last week when you bump into someone you haven't seen in a while, right?
Yeah, and then it's all awkward, right?
So it's like it's no other place to like feel awkward. Like how weird to feel awkward in your own home because somebody has intruded themselves on your space.
Well, your space is a lot different than mine. I mean, mine is set up like an office, so people, I guess, well, the only people that come in here is if they have an appointment to be interviewed.
You would think.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really have people coming over. I mean, I do have people coming over for a drink or something like that, but I mean, again, it's not, there aren't couches here, so it's not a place where
it's
you can just lounge around.
It's not accommodating,
yeah.
And I get that, and so...
Which is a good thing, I guess. Well, I don't get people dropping in here uninvited or unexpected.
Well, no, that's great. I mean, knock on wood that it doesn't happen, because not to say it can't. But my thing is even if they do drop by, what's the time limit? What's the drop-in time limit? You know, like, if you're doing a drop-in, is it an hour?
I would think so. I mean, like, if I was in the neighborhood, yeah.
2 hours? Probably extending your welcome a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Two and a half hours.
Well, then what do you do then? Do you say, hey, I got to go. I got stuff to do. Thanks.
Well, no,
I always feel bad.
And this is why I've like stopped kind of even having like gatherings at my house because I find it so hard for me to ask people to leave. Or even when I do, I think they think I'm joking. even when I'm sitting on my couch falling asleep, it's really uncomfortable. I hate having to feel like a hostage in my own home. So you know, I just try and refrain from all of that.
Well, I'm surprised that you would feel uncomfortable just saying, "Hey, great, out." I mean, I would do that if
I have, but I just feel. Because you know what, I come from a place where I kind of know when it's time to go. Like, I try not to overstay my welcome. You know what I mean? So I kind of expect that from other people, just to know when to leave. I feel really awkward having to be like, okay, can you leave now?
Yeah, well, you see, I usually, because I don't have very much free time, because I've got a million things to do most.
Well, yeah.
That I know that... When I do drop into, and I don't drop in, I usually have an appointment. I will say, even if it's just sit down and chat, I only build my schedule to only fit in say 45 minutes, half an hour,
right?
10 minutes, if I'm just dropping in and saying hello, right?
Exactly.
No,
like
I wouldn't.
2 hours.
No.
that's not dropping in. That's like, hey, I'm going to come hang out for like 2 hours. Do you have some time?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's another thing if someone said, well, I'll come over for dinner on Friday. Or, I'll bring wine or a cake or something.
Well, yeah, then you expect that
would be there for
most of your evening is going to be spent with this person, right?
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, I'm going to drop by. I'd be like, okay, she's probably going to hang out for like an hour or so. Talk.
And do you...
Whatever.
Yeah, so if there is like a someone who's guilty of staying for 2 hours, would they have come, they phoned you up and said, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, can I drop in? Or was this something like, oh, I'll see you next Friday, I'll be in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, no, it was more like,
no notice?
Drop in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I was doing stuff, too, and it was like, oh, can I drop in? And in their defense, this person doesn't come to my neighborhood very often.
Yeah, and I mean, you probably thought that there was something wrong, right?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure. Come on. Come by.
Yeah.
Right? And because they don't live in the area, I figured, they're not going to want to stay very long anyway, because it's going to suck driving home this late. But yeah, they did, and yeah.
Well, you just have to talk politics or something controversial that they just say, oh, I got to go.
I got to go. Yeah, no, not
I'm voting for Trump, or something.
No, and then not this person. This person I've been friends with for a while. They actually like to debate. So
oh, yeah, okay.
That can get, it's tiring. That gets tiring. Like, I didn't want to be hoping for this resolution.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I guess the rule is if you're going to drop in between 10 to 45 minutes.
At least.
Yeah.
There's a timeline on these things, people.
Yeah. and I guess as hosts, because we have people dropping in, you have people dropping in, I have people dropping in. If you say, well, you shouldn't say, oh, you're leaving already if you don't mean it. Because, I mean, the people will say that, won't they? And then people take advantage of that, right?
I've kind of screwed myself, I think, sometimes and been like, oh, you're leaving, okay. And then they're like, oh, no, I'll charge my phone a bit. It's like, oh, my God, just go.
Oh, man.
Like my friend who was complaining about his sudden drop in death. When she finally did leave, he recognized like 10 minutes after that she left her charger there. So
on purpose?
Like, well, I said it was on purpose. I said, absolutely, she left that there on purpose. Because now she has to come back.
Yeah. See, I don't carry my charger with me unless I'm, say, traveling. Like when I went to Victoria last week, I brought it. I didn't bring my charger. I brought a portable charger.
Oh, wow.
But I wouldn't bring my charger if I was out, like, for the afternoon or...
Oh, yeah, I always bring my charger.
Well, you have a purse, I guess, right? I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, I do.
So I don't really carry the charger around. So I guess that's also a check on not hanging out places or staying
right.
places.
Right.
Because I got to get home to get my
to
batteries.
To get your battery.
Yeah.
Right. Makes sense.
I guess it's easier for guys. I mean, guys just, we don't really hang out. You know what I mean? You just say hi and then walk away. Yeah.
With your life. Don't even,
yeah.
Well.
No, these are the problems that we solve here, and we've got a couple more weeks before we go on break. And
first world problems.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 9th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.